Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program, program number 249 in that continuing series. We're coming up on 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have 8 degrees and sunshine, but those winds are blowing about 32 miles per hour right now, gusting up to 41 miles per hour here at times in central Minnesota. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web. Yes, indeed. As we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And it is our 249th edition. Like I said, we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in and say good morning to Miss Nancy Buckentine. Nancy, how are you this morning?
I'm real good, Cy. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Awesome. Let's see if I can get you up a little bit here. They can faintly hear you. There, now the needles are moving.
Okay.
Sounds good. So, are you at home, Nancy?
I just got home, yes, after playing a church service this morning.
Okay. And what's it like? You're in Cologne, Minnesota?
Yes, correct.
Okay, what's it like down in Cologne this morning?
Oh, it's windy and blowing, and all that snow that we have had is blowing, making visibility poor. The sun is out, but there are certain spots that are kind of white out, so I'm glad I'm home.
I'll bet you are. Yes. Well, Nancy, I know that we've got a big event coming up, and we're going to get to that in just moments. You're going to be emceeing the big Minnesota Music Hall of Fame fundraiser coming up a week from today, and we'll get to that, quite a bit of that in just a moment. But for folks that don't know you, give us a brief history of who you are, who's mom and dad, and you know, how you got started in music.
Well, my dad is Earl Schmidt, and my mom is Marvel, and everyone knows them as the dynamic duo that often did the concertina jamborees at Gibbon for, I guess it was 30 years, I would say. And Dad, of course, had the band with Jerry Schuft, and they were quite active in the 60s and 70s, and we're very excited to say that we're going to feature that band library, going to be played next Sunday in New Ulm at Turner Hall. And it's going to be a real good time. The Minnesota Music Fundraiser, or the Hall of Fame Fundraiser, has musicians, bands that are come in on a day, and they all volunteer their time. And you can listen to a variety of music. This year it's going to be the Wenninger Band starting off, and then we'll have the reunion band of Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft Library with fabulous musicians. George's Concertina Band will be playing, and then another hour and 15 minutes of the reunion band. And I think it's going to be an enjoyable afternoon for everyone. We invite you all to New Ulm to Turner Hall next Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're emceeing the thing. I mean, who would have thunk, huh, 20, 30 years ago that you would be up in the spotlight, huh?
I've worked with the concertina jamboree since Dad has passed away, and Mom has kind of eased out of that position. She still enjoys going along, and she likes to visit with the people and all the concertina players that she used to register. But Nancy Brooks, good friend of mine, and I have kind of moved into that position and really enjoy meeting the people, listening to that. I am going to take a little bit of a break from that this year because I do want to be upstairs in Turner Hall. I don't want to miss a note of that reunion band because I can tell you, Cy, the guys got together yesterday and practiced. We had practiced. It was fabulous.
I'll bet. Give you
it
goosebumps, huh?
Great. And they're all excited to play, and I can't believe it. It sounded so good.
Can you tell us who they're all going to be, who the reunion band is?
Yes, I would love to share that. One of the original drummers with Dad, Dave Krales, is going to be drumming. And I'm very happy that that's going to work out real well. It's going to have the same snap and sound like when the band was, you know, playing a lot of those dates.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Briggan bought Jerry Schuft's concertina. And Brian has graciously volunteered to come from Wisconsin and play. And it's going to sound just like Jerry.
Uh-huh.
We've got Steve Moran playing trombone. He did such a wonderful job. And Rick Kane from Pine Island is on trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And Marty Nachreiner is going to be the sax and clarinet guy. We had a little bit of a glitch there. Dale Pexa owns the library.
Yes.
Music from that band. and Dale certainly wanted to play. He had a conflict that came up. As it turns out, his conflict was resolved, so we're going to have both Marty and Dale.
Oh, awesome. Position. Yes.
Yes, it's going to be lovely. Gary Schrader?
Yes.
He's certainly going to hold down that position there.
Yes.
And Chris Langan. Chris Langan from La Crescent. Chris is as old as my son and does a wonderful job. He called, actually, and asked if he could play banjo.
Oh, neat.
I was so honored and thrilled to think that someone young like that who has such a wonderful interest really wanted to take part. So it's going to be a good time.
You bet. Talk a little bit about the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, what they do and why the fundraiser, and give us a little background and history there, if you can, Nancy.
Boy, Si, the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame has been in existence now for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And it is located in New Ulm, and it recognizes, it's an opportunity for people in Minnesota to be recognized for their musicianship, their musical abilities. You need to be nominated, and there's a nomination form. There's information, actually, online. You can certainly look up Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. It is not only for polka musicians, however, that's the field I'm familiar with, but there are a number of musicians, fabulous musicians, recording artists, different groups that have a connection to Minnesota and or, you know, are true Minnesota, you know, musicians. I know it was just a couple of years ago, I believe it was the Meyer Grove City Band.
Oh, yes.
That was inducted.
Yeah.
You know, up in your area.
Yeah, that's right.
So if people are in this area and they get down to New Ulm, it's a nice place to just learn about a lot of the music that Minnesota has to offer.
Okay. And is it located right on Main Street in New Ulm?
I have to think it is on, I think it's Broadway, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I've been there already. I stopped in for something or another. And, it's pretty big. I didn't get a chance to look all around, but it's worth the while. It's worth the trip.
It is. It really is worth the while. It's minimal admission to get into the Hall of Fame building. They have a lovely, sound recording. You can get a little unit.
Okay.
That will play the information and about the different artists.
Sort of give you a guided tour or something, huh?
Yeah, it's a self-guided tour.
There you go.
That you can take, yep.
Okay. Awesome. And are you, do you become like a member or something of it, or how does that work?
Yes, the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame does offer memberships, annual or lifetime.
Okay.
Whichever you care. And that offers you free admission into the museum whenever you're around.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay. And then guys like your dad and Jerry, they got nominated, and they're probably in the Hall of Fame then, huh?
They were inducted into the Hall of Fame, yes, in 2004.
Four.
Sadly, at that time, the induction ceremony was in November, and in 2004 in June is when Jerry passed away.
Oh, that's right.
He was not able to make that. But, yes, it was in 2004 that they've been in, and it's just real nice to recognize a lot of the music that Minnesota has to offer.
Absolutely. And so is this something new now that they're doing the reunion band for the fundraiser?
Well, yes, this is the first time this idea has been tried. The suggestion was made that there were a number of bands that were very active in the 60s and 70s, particularly in the New Ulm area when Polka Days there was quite a big item.
Yeah.
And those libraries are still available or are around, but they just aren't being played.
Okay.
And so someone thought, gee, wouldn't it be fun if we'd start to, you know, just bring back some of that music with the same instrumentation that, you know, they used.
Give it that same original sound.
And so I was contacted to kind of coordinate and work on this. And I say Dale Pexa Jr. Had the library and is still, you know, was very graciously offered. Sure, he said, I think it'd be a great idea, and that's why we wanted Dale to play also as that tie-in.
Sure.
And it just all kind of worked, and some of the guys, we started talking about it, and they got real excited about the idea, thought, hey, maybe we can really make this work, and I'm telling you, they did.
Boy, that's awesome.
So, yeah, they've already got many hours that they have volunteered behind the scenes besides what they will do next Sunday to make it enjoyable for everyone. And I said I would I would love to have a nickel for everybody who tells me your dad played for our wedding or played for our anniversary or whatever, and I hope everybody who has a great memory of hearing the band from years ago comes out to enjoy it one more time.
Oh, that's great. You bet. Well, Nancy, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation with you. All righty. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Our newest clerk at the St. Joe Meat Market is Scott Shalock. Scott joined the staff at the St. Joe Meat Market about 3 years ago, having been a full-time chef for nearly all of his life. With all of that experience, Scott has been introducing all of us to some delicious entrees. So now, on Tuesdays, he features a chicken pot pie filling. Wednesdays are Chicago-style meatballs. Thursdays are rubbed and smoked baby back ribs. And special for this Thursday will also be Scott's rubbed and smoked country ribs. All of these items are prepared for you by Scott at the St. Joe Meat Market. And they're fully cooked, tender, juicy, mouth-watering, oh so good. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and try some of these new and exciting products for yourself and your families. They are awesome entrees to center your next meal around. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Nancy, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We'll get that nice meat package up and get that to you. Hope you and the family enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
We always do, Si. You know we like the store there.
That's for sure. You guys, you're playing pretty much full-time with George's Concertina Band these days, and you guys play up in northwest Minnesota. You always stop through off of I-94 and come in and say hi. That's pretty neat.
Yep. Well, that's, in fact, I'm even going to do a little two-second commercial on that. We'll be coming through there on Friday night because we're playing at the Fergus Falls Legion.
This Friday night?
Yes.
May 1st. Okay.
So I invite everybody in that area to come out and come to the Legion, have a good little meal.
Uh-huh.
We start playing right after they're done calling bingo.
Ah, that's awesome. That's March 1st, this Friday night. Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Awesome. Well, very good. Well, Nancy, you know, it's been really a fun ride here knowing you and having things to do with you. But the story that I like the best is when you tell that you never got an opportunity to play with the Earl Schmidt or Jerry Schuft Orchestra, but they used to practice at your house, and your mom would put you to bed, and you wouldn't stay there, huh?
I just couldn't stay away, Si. The music was way too good, and the guys are way too much fun.
Yeah, yeah. And so you'd sit on the steps and listen, huh?
Yeah, I got busted one night because I fell asleep.
And you said how your favorite was to sit between, what, Jerry Cadillac?
Yes. I just loved to sit next to him. He played that saxophone so well.
Uh-huh.
And just all the guys were just a lot of fun. So not only do I enjoy the music, but I also enjoy the musicians because they are great friends over the years.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And let's see. Jerry is gone and your dad is gone.
Hillary Haig was the tuba player. Hillary is also gone.
Yep. And John Thomas, Skinny Thomas.
Yep. He was one of the early
trumpet players.
Members there.
Yeah.
There are still some members around who have played with the band.
Okay.
Ones that come to mind, Ron Hahn.
Oh, yeah.
Hutchinson.
Uh-huh.
Wayne Wagner, who did a lot of work with the Wendinger Band. Wayne is still around. I contacted him, called him this week. It was fun to talk with him again, too.
And he played what?
He was a trumpet man.
Trumpet man. Okay.
Yep. Hillard Grock from the Arlington Glencoe area was the banjo player.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I've seen him on occasion, too, in the past couple of years.
Okay.
And Dave Retka.
Yep, I've heard that name.
Yep, the Retka brothers do some playing now as the Jolly Huntsman.
Okay.
Dave played drums or tuba.
Uh-huh.
Can do either. And Frank Milmer.
Oh, yes. Playing. Yes.
So I hope Frank is able to make it on Sunday just to, again, enjoy the memories.
Yes.
Because it was a great sound, and the guys certainly recreated that yesterday for me. It was wonderful.
Oh, man. Where have they been practicing?
We drove down to La Crescent to Chris Langenthaler.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it was closer for the guys from Wisconsin. We figured they'd be making the longer trip next weekend.
Oh, yes. Yep, yep.
And we did encounter a little weather on the way home, but we all made it home safely. So
oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, we started early, and we tried to leave early, but you just can never leave early when there's musicians around.
No, for sure. Now, did you get to sit in at all? Did you get to play along?
I did play a little bit because you can't have a keyboard sitting up and not really use it.
So yeah.
Just a little bit, but I don't remember the band with a keyboard, and so I will not be joining the group on Sunday.
Okay.
I'll be playing with George's concertina band in our slot.
Okay.
But I'm certainly going to enjoy the rest of it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and they had such a great orchestra. I don't know how much, I didn't hear the first part what you said. I had to run out to the front door here just for a little bit. So Jerry and Earl were playing with, Ivan Kael at the time?
Yes, they had been members of the Ivan Kael band.
Okay.
And when I think about this, they were young. They were 30 years old.
Yeah.
And they thought, you know, I think we can start this. Let's see if we can't make a band of our own and see how it goes.
So that's...
And that's what they did.
Okay.
And I believe Hillary was the tuba man also.
Back then.
Yes, for Ivan as well, so... When they left, Ivan was looking for musicians, too, and that, I know, I talked with good friend Lowell Schubert, because the first day that Dad and Jerry played with their band under their name was the first time Lowell played with Ivan Kael.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yeah. Now, do you have any idea how it became the Earl Schmidt Orchestra first then? Was your dad kind of the leader that spearheaded this project, or how did that come about?
I don't know exactly what the feeling was at that time, but I know it was always Dad and Jerry owning the band together in a partnership, Earl Schmidt featuring Jerry Schuft, or later on when my brother and I were in high school and Dad wanted a little more flexibility to attend events that we had going on and maybe not have to play every job, then it was Jerry Schuft featuring Earl Schmidt. So
okay.
That's kind of how they... arranged that, and I have to say, I think the band members, all of them always got along well, which was also part of the fun.
Oh, they did, and you know, and I shared this with you the last time, we were playing, I was drumming for the Ray Dronnell Band, and we were playing on a Sunday night up at Jerry's Bar and Supper Club in Richmond, Minnesota, and this is quite a few years ago, and it was the same day that Earl and Jerry and the band had played at Jacob's Prairie, a little community out of St. Cloud, Minnesota, just west of St. Joe, near Cold Spring. And they would play up there a number of years. They played for their festival, their summer festival. Well, that festival ended about 6 o'clock. And here, those two guys, they knew we were playing over at Richmond, so that's the next town over. Here they come in about 8 o'clock, you know, and well, they had a couple to drink, you know, and so they were feeling pretty lively. And Ray, our leader, you know, he knew Jerry and Earl real well, and he said, well, how'd you guys like to sit in? Oh, my gosh, what a thrill that was to have Jerry take the concertina and Earl a trombone, and my goodness, did we set that place a wild up there. It was just a fun time.
And isn't that fun? That's what musicians like to do.
Oh, yeah. And
they like to play, and if the people are having fun, they could play all night long.
You bet. And they just wanted to play a couple of songs, you know. They didn't want to steal our thunder, our show at all, so they just thought, no, we'll play a couple of polkas, a couple of waltzes. But, you know, every musician has their own style. And I loved playing for Ray all the years, and I've played with a number of other bands, but it was just a real treat to... You know, you could feel that different tempo or that different style. It just sounded like Jerry Schuft and Earl Schmidt when they started playing.
Fun? And that's truly what the guys recreated again yesterday. And I say a big part of that is, and I also have to say thanks to Jerry Minar, Brian Brigham came yesterday to play, but Brian also wanted to get back to some family issues. So Jerry Minar actually drove along down.
Okay.
And then he filled in the concertina spot, too. So it really was a good afternoon. But Brian will be playing Jerry's concertina on Sunday. And Brian and Jerry were very good friends.
Oh, so, I know they were. They
yeah,
did.
Brian plays a lot in Jerry's style.
So yep.
If you close your eyes, I think you're going to imagine from, you know, 40 years ago what you were hearing.
And Brian is so interested in the history himself. You know, he is so passionate about it. So he knows just how Jerry... You know, what he did, how he would hold notes or do the different runs. I know what you're talking about. Yep, yep. He was He just really, and I've talked to Brian about this too. He really kind of idolized Jerry. You know, he was the mentor. You know, they did that recording that time. Brian Brigham, Carl Hartwig, and Jerry. They did that Hang Him Out to Dry.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Oh, there's three of them to draw too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good album too.
Oh, for sure. All righty. Well, I can see why you're excited about all of this, Nancy. Now, how's Mom doing?
Mom is doing very well, and
is she?
I would only hope that she'd be able to come along next Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm going to take her to church along with me where I'm playing, and then we're going to head straight south to New Ulm.
So, okay, good.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, our time has about run out, Nancy, and so I'm going to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule there to visit with us, tell us about the happenings coming up next Sunday. Let's run them by one more time. Just to give us a rundown real quickly, what's going to happen next Sunday at Turner Hall?
Sure, I will. Music starts at noon upstairs in Turner Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Noon to 1:30 is the Wenninger Band. After that, until 3 o'clock, will be the Reunion Band of the Schmidt-Schuft Library. 3:15 to 4:30 is going to be George's Concertina Band, and 4:45 to 6 o'clock, one more round, the Reunion Band with Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft, the library. Also taking place, Cy, downstairs in the lower level, if people aren't into the band thing or into dancing like that, the Concertina Jamboree.
Okay.
And it's going to begin, I think it'll probably begin a little bit later than noon, only because this year Turner Hall had another function.
Okay.
But we encourage all concertina, button box, keyboard accordion, button accordion players to come and sign up and play 3-4 tunes that they want, and people really appreciate that as well. If those players, the button box, concertina, accordion players, if they're going to bring their instrument and sign up to play, their admission is free.
Okay. And a drummer and a tuba player provided, huh?
Yep, correct.
Ah, so that'll be fun, too.
Yes, that's always enjoyable to hear, because there you do hear everybody's different style.
You bet. Well, that's great.
Yeah, we encourage, and I say, you mentioned some of those towns up in your area there, and I know Dad played a lot of those.
Oh,
Henry
he did.
Was also one, you know, a lot of area, so I would encourage, I invite everyone up in that area to come down to New Ulm.
And, awesome.
I say the wind will subside by next Sunday, so we're hoping
think,
it's going to be good.
I think so. And
okay.
The last thing we didn't do, I think I missed this, was give credit to your family. You're married to?
I am married to Alan Buckentine.
Uh-huh.
He was already out this morning. Well, he's a dairy farmer.
Yeah.
And so I have to check the driveway in case I can't get out. I need a little help from him. So he had the skid steer and the bucket out already this morning to make sure I wouldn't get stuck.
Okay.
So and that was after chores. So
okay.
Started early.
And your children?
But, we have a son and a daughter. Our son is married and lives in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
And his name?
Adam.
Yep,
Adam. And our daughter is Heidi.
Uh-huh.
And she lives in Chanhassen.
Awesome.
She is a special ed teacher.
Well, awesome. Great. Again, thank you, Nancy, for joining us. If you can hang on the line for just a minute, I'll talk to you off the air. Good luck with the big fundraiser next week. We hope you have a fantastic turnout.
Yep, thank you, Cy. We're looking forward to a great day and seeing a lot of people there.
Sounds good. Have a great afternoon, Nancy.
Thank you.
All right, and there she goes, Nancy Buckentine, our 249th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft Orchestras in just a moment.